Hey, welcome to episode 16 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff, sitting alongside next to me is my real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter is Fully Posable. Instagram is Fully Posable WFP. You can go back on and re-listen to any of our past episodes on fullyposable.podbean.com. You can also download us to any of your Apple devices when you are running on Sunday, or if you have the runs on Sunday, just pop in those earbuds and give us a little listen. Hit up our downloads.
I hate having the runs on a Sunday.
Oh, doesn't it?
That's not the business,
especially on football Sunday.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, that is.
You turn the TV up so you hear all the plays from the bathroom.
Exactly.
Make it work.
You can email any questions, comments, wish lists to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Again, that's Fully Posable. W as in Tim White.
The ref. I think that's the first one.
It is. F as in Fergal Devitt.
Okay, good, good. Yes, I like it.
And P as in Prince Devitt.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Scott, did you do any toy hunting this past weekend?
Yeah, actually I did.
Continue.
So we did the usual Walmart trip, and surprise, nothing at Walmart. But we went over to Target again to get Peyton one of those little DC superhero dolls. And she was looking at those, so Shannon stayed with her. And I went over, of course, to look at the wrestling figures to see what they had. And I found you three figures. They had the new basic series with Natalya. Mm-hmm. Which we've discussed as possibly being the best basic ever. Mm-hmm. They basically had the entire set. Mm-hmm. So I picked you up the Neville, the Natalya, and the Zack Ryder, but the Zack Ryder had the Chase the Belt with it.
Booyah.
Yep. Nailed it.
Nailed it. So it's kind of funny, and I know we've harped on this last week a little bit, but I showed Sean the Natalya figure, and Sean said, she looks like Bea Arthur.
Okay, Sean likes the zombie figures, dude. Listeners, just take that into consideration when you hear that Sean said she looked like Bea Arthur. I don't agree.
So, if I'm going to nitpick, the face is narrow. But what I'm going to say is they did an excellent job on the costume.
I'm willing to forgive it. Now, I agree that the face isn't perfect.
Right.
I think maybe the prototype that they released looked a lot better.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say, is that prototype looks so much better than...
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Because I remember picking up the figure off the shelf, and I'm like, sweet, Natalya. And of course, I'm checking out the costume. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at the face, and I was like, what happened?
Right, right.
Something's off.
But I think it's one of the better basics, just because of the costume. The costume is just fantastic.
The face is passable.
Yeah.
It's passable. It's okay, fine. It's Natalya.
Right.
You can nitpick it, but the costume, nailed it.
Right.
Mattel did a great job on that figure.
Yep. The Zack Ryder... I know I'm making fun of the faces.
They're getting worse.
He looks like Miz.
Did they screw up?
I know, and I was kind of excited for the Zack Ryder figure.
Yeah, they've done way better Zack Ryder sculpts. I'm starting to see a lot of complaints about the Mattel sculpts.
We're getting a lot of complaints on our Twitter about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new Sting.
Now, some people actually on Twitter today kind of had a problem with the Sting.
The mouth, specifically, right?
With the mouth, specifically. I didn't think it was that bad. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think it was that bad.
On the figure.
But when you look at the card...
Yeah.
I'm like, what Sting is that? It looks like a cat that has just smelled something funky. And it, you know how cats have their mouth open?
Yes.
So let's leave this in. I got Scott.
I guarantee when Shannon hears that part, she's going to lose her stuff, dude. Because our older female cat does that all the time. She'll smell something like another cat's butt in the house, and she will open her mouth a little bit like figure Sting. Yeah, you got me. Nice job, dude.
Now you just have to put face paint on the cat, and you got Surfer Sting, dude.
Exactly. Oh man, that's funny.
Thank you very much for those three figures.
Absolutely.
I'm
glad I was able to finally find something out here.
Right. I'm very happy with those figures too.
Good.
So I'm happy to have the Natty. Happy to have
the Ms. Ryder.
The Ms. Ryder. And the
Neville.
The Neville. And by the way, I harped on Natty and I harped on Ms. Ryder.
Yes.
But the Neville's spot on.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the Build-A-Figure Neville that mm-hmm. came out, which is good because that figure's awesome.
Yeah. Spot on, in my opinion.
Yep. And I hate to nitpick on Mattel like we're discussing. I don't want people to think, all these guys do is trash Mattel and Build-A-Figures Toy Company. That's not the case at all.
Right.
We want good figures from Mattel. Give us good basics, we'll buy them. Give us good elites, we're going to buy them. But what we're seeing is a real decrease in the quality of the sculpts.
Well, and I said this last week, I'm not going to say the sculpts. The body sculpts are fine.
Yeah, I'm talking face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The face qualities have gone down.
They have.
And like Scott said, we're not building up FTC. As I mentioned last week, we don't get anything free from FTC.
Right.
We paid the $112 for the ring.
Right, and we're going to pay the $100 or whatever it is when that set of four comes out for the ROH figures.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, we're not... yes, we do talk to Chris. Yes, we do like Chris. Chris is a great guy.
Yeah, helps us a lot.
Yeah, we're just bringing this up because this is stuff that not only are we seeing, but we're getting hit up on our Twitter regarding, too.
Right.
So, this is stuff that we're kind of bringing to the mic that we're noticing series by series.
Yeah.
And as Scott said, we want good face Becky. We do.
Yeah, we do want a good face Becky.
Yeah, we don't want lemon face Becky.
We do not want lemon face Becky.
So this is the stuff that we're kind of noticing, and we have a podcast, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, and people are actually complaining about the Bret Hart that's coming out in the Elite series.
I was one of them.
Yeah, you're not a fan of the Bret. I've read a couple other people that have said they're not excited about that Bret Hart figure.
Yeah, and it's a Bret that I was so excited about because it was Bret and Jim.
Right.
Until I saw the picture.
And then you saw it. Yeah. And okay, so you could probably put the sunglasses over Bret to make up for it if you're opening it up. But if you're not opening that figure,
yeah,
you're not going to be overly thrilled with that sculpt. I hope Mattel is able to fix this.
Yeah.
I really hope they're able to fix it because I want to continue to put money behind Mattel and continue to get great WWE figures. Just I'm noticing a decrease in quality in the facial sculpts.
Exactly. And so are we.
Yeah.
And so are people that are tweeting us.
Yep.
So... we did do toy hunting real quick because I haven't even gotten into my toy hunting. Did go to Toys R Us in Dublin on Friday. I found Callisto, and I wasn't going to purchase it, but the editor basically I'm not going to say she pushed me, but I had to get 3 a.m. Kofi.
You got it.
I did.
Awesome.
The cleaning of house at 3 a.m. Kofi. And
does he look... just like the prototype with the...
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. I had to get it. Next day, we went to Dublin. I found two elite Finn Balors. I was kind of shocked by that.
Yeah, that's really weird that you found that many. I figured that figure was going to be literally impossible to find on the pegs.
Yep. So, the Toys R Us that we went to was in Emeryville. So, of course, I was skimming through the basics, and I saw Iron Sheik, and I'm like... Is it Italian Kane? No. And I found another Iron Sheik, and I'm like, no. So Italian Kane, man. Update on Italian Kane is still missing.
Italian Kane is still missing.
Please put up flyers. Please tweet us to make sure he's okay and he has a good home. Yeah.
Give us a ransom video or something. We need to know he's all right. Put a newspaper next to him so we have the correct date and make sure he's still alive. We miss you, Italian Kane.
Please come home. Oh, man. Okay. Other than that, that was our toy hunting. So I think we should get into our news.
Oh, you didn't know?
So they did release... We already kind of talked about this, but they did release pictures of Surfer Sting.
Yep.
Talked about the face on the card, not on the... Which I didn't mind the face on the figure.
No, the mouth on the figure is fine. But the mouth on the card is... Okay, now we're nitpicking when you're talking about the card. Who gives a about the card art?
So they also, Ringside, I should say, also released pictures of Becky Lynch. Now, these are new pictures.
Yes.
I'm going to have you go first.
It's less lemony.
Correct. It's like they kind of straightened out the mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm still not impressed with it, though.
Well, I'd like to point out that some of our listeners kind of put us on pause and said, hey, you know, wait until the final sculpt comes out, because again, this is a prototype. It could change. And they were right. It did change. And it's less of a smirk, but I'm still, I know we're only paying $10 for a basic figure, so it's hard to really complain. You're still getting a Becky Lynch. The goggles aren't stuck to her head, which I thought from the original picture they were stuck. They're not. You can actually lower them.
I actually thought that too.
Yeah, because it looked like it.
At least they went back and made an attempt to fix the face. That makes me happy.
Right, and there's actually a good chance I'm still going to buy this figure when I see it, because I really like Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
She's right up there with Sasha for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably still going to buy this figure and then really hope that they make up for the face on the Elite figure.
Right. I don't know if I'm going to buy this figure.
It's one of those you might have to pick it up and look at it and go, oh, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It might be one of those moments where it's thrill to purchase. Oh, crap, I found Becky Lynch. But
right.
You know, it's that face. It's just...
Well, the editor has some pull. So if the editor decides that she really likes that Becky Lynch...
She did make me get 3 a.m. Kofi.
Exactly what I'm saying. She's got some clout.
Yeah. So slow news week this week. We had Surfer Sting and quote-unquote fixing the Becky face? Yeah. Question mark?
Becky had some plastic surgery. It's okay, Becky. We won't judge you.
She went to that doctor from The Simpsons.
Dr. Nick?
Dr. Nick, yeah. let's get into our FTC news. Scott, go for it.
Just kind of tying into our slow news week, another slow news week from FTC, but that's okay. What they gave us were the Young Bucks costumes.
Yes.
I'm a big fan, dude.
The money tights?
Yes. Yeah. The only thing I think that could trump some money tights from the Young Bucks are if they actually had their own faces on the tights that are the most ridiculous tights next to Rick Rude's.
Yes.
I've ever seen. But the Young Bucks are always talking about money on Twitter and how much they're making from shirts and merch and this and that. To have them come out with these figures with money all over the tights, I think is awesome. If you've seen it on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, they've got money on the tights. They've got black vests on with their name on the back. Not the Young Bucks, but it's either going to be Nick or Matt Jackson on the back of the vest, and they've got tassels coming off of the shoulders. These figures are going to be so awesome.
I know.
I can't wait.
I know. I'm so stoked for this. When I saw the picture of the tights, I thought this was just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, ah, come on, just release
them now.
Yeah, just release the figures.
Yep.
Where is this truck that's supposed to be heading over to FTC? Where is this thing? Can we get GPS on this thing?
We're not going to hijack it. We don't think.
Maybe.
Yeah. We're still debating.
Yeah. Any other news regarding FTC?
The last note that I wanted to bring up about the Young Bucks is it looks like it is the Colin Delaney body from the Jax line.
Yes.
So kind of a smaller, which is good because that's kind of what the young Bucks kind of have, that slim mm-hmm. build, not super tall, not super small, but kind of mid-range, mm-hmm. like slim. It kind of looks like that body style.
Yeah. They're not going to have the Michael Elgin build or anything.
Right, which
like
I like. That's keeping scale on the figures. I dig that.
Yeah. So it's not Colin Delaney, people. It's just the Colin Delaney figure type or body type
right.
from Jax.
Right.
So just kind of remember that. It's not Colin Delaney. You're not going to get a Nick Jackson figure and it's going to show up and have Colin Delaney from the ECW line.
Unless FTC doesn't like you. I don't know. You might package a Colin Delaney in with your Nick Jackson. And
okay. Again, that was a quick news week.
Yeah, it's kind of a short news week.
Dude, it's been like that for a while. We got to... Hopefully something drops. Something big happens here pretty soon.
The next thing I'm thinking of would be Comic-Con in July. In San Diego. We know that Mattel makes a showing there.
Yeah.
So I hope we're not having to wait another 2 months. But if we do, we might have a whole show just centered around news.
We have to have Sean back again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Raving about zombies.
They're making 3 more series of zombies. Yeah. You're the only one excited about that, dude. Just you.
You and only you. Oh, so I think it's time to hit up Series 6 of Hasbro's. Are you ready?
Let's do it. I came to play. There's a price to pay.
Tough for you to get down on your knees. I came to play. So, Scott, I think it's time to talk about those Hasbro's.
Man, we love them Hasbro's. So here is Series 6 that dropped in 1993. And of note on this Series 6, This is the final series that was released on the blue cards, mm-hmm. which also tied in with one of the last series that you could actually go to Toys R Us and pick up off the shelves before they really started to dry up and became true collector's items.
We don't know about that on the East Coast, though.
On the West Coast, that was the case. Yeah, yeah. East Coast, I have no idea. But on the West Coast, this was literally the last one that I could go into Toys R Us and locate.
Yep.
So here is Hasbro Series 6. We had Ric Flair with the Flair Snare, Papa Shango with Spellbinder. He also came with a Bones necklace. El Matador with Bullseye Bash, Repo Man with Robber Clobber, Tatanka with Tomahawk Tackle, and the Berserker with Berserker Blast. And he came with a removable cloth vest and belt. Mm-hmm. And tied into Series 6, they had three mail-away exclusives. They were Hogan, and he was in his WrestleMania 9 after-party outfit when he came in and won the belt from Yoko. And then they also released an Undertaker and Bret Hart that looked almost identical to the other Undertaker and Bret Hart that they came out with.
Yeah. Favorite figure out of this set?
Ooh. You know, I think I'm going to say Tatanka was my favorite figure out of this set.
Can't go wrong with that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to include the mail-aways because I really like that Hogan mm-hmm. Because you could kind of recreate that final moment of WrestleMania 9. I know you never did. but I would say I was really excited about a Tatanka figure.
My show went off the air with Yoko and the Sharpshooter
yes.
tapping out. That was the yep. end of my show.
There was no throwing of salt. There was no Hulk Hogan run in.
Yes.
No leg drop. No
nothing,
title switch.
Nothing like that.
No, that never happened. It never happened. Yeah, Tatanka was my favorite.
Visually, I like the Berserker.
Yes, I agree with you. For what Berserker was, they yes. captured Berserker as yes. a character.
My
Did
favorite.
I ever use him? Nope.
Nope. I also liked Flair. I was a big fan of the Flair figure.
I was a fan of having another Ric Flair figure, one that we could put in the ring with our Hasbros.
Right.
The figure to me was kind of plain.
Mm-hmm.
There was no robe. It mm-hmm. was just Flair in his trunks, and which, hey, I'm good with that. No ring gear, I'm cool with, but it would have been cool to have like a removable accessory. Like Berserker came with a removable thing. Like if they had put a robe or something with Flair, that would have been cool. But it was a good basic Flair to have matches with.
Yep.
And I used him a ton.
And actually, you know what? I said visually the Berserker was my favorite one.
Yep.
Stealing a line from you, 1 and 1A. Papa Shango.
You're right. Yes.
As far as capturing the figure, not
right.
Not like actually, you know, playing with, but visually?
Yep.
I like the Papa Shango.
Yeah, no, they did a great job on that Papa Shango.
Any other ones you really liked? El Matador, I was kind of like, eh, cool.
Yeah, I was really kind of on the fence with El Matador. Repo Man looked cool. Again, these weren't figures that I used a ton
mm-hmm.
this particular series. I did use Flair a lot, and I did use Tatanka a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the bigger guys around that time frame. I just like how they really captured... Even El Matador, who, I mean, whatever, throw away that gimmick for Tito Santana. I almost felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Even he looked good.
Mm-hmm.
They so captured the essence of these figures and the characters. And that's why I love the Hasbro so much, that even though I didn't use them,
mm-hmm.
I could still look at them and appreciate them for what they were, because Hasbro really took, you know, a 6 foot tall guy and shrunk him down in this 4 inch plastic, and they nailed it.
Any stories on finding these figures?
No, these were Toys R Us. No crazy stories. It was one trip to Toys R Us. They had the entire set on the pegs.
Mm-hmm.
But the next series that we go into, I will have a story about.
Ooh, are you leaving us with a cliffhanger?
A little bit. A little bit. Because when we found out... Now, the next one is the red cards.
Yes.
And I remember this series particularly for the story surrounding how we got them. And it infuriated me. The way that I found out that there was a red series. And I will go into that on the next podcast.
Ooh, cliffhanger.
It's not like the Walking Dead cliffhanger. You only have to wait a week to find this one out. So
so that sums up Series 6.
That is Series 6.
So last week I did ask Scott a secret question. Then it was basically, what are your top 5 favorite figures? Put them on the spot. And I thought you did a good job answering those. Actually, to have to come up with 5 figures that you would just be pulling out of a needle haystack type deal.
Yep. When we've been collecting for like 30 years.
Yeah, that's... combined 64. It's like a combined weight, dude.
A combined year of 60-something.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought you did a great job with that.
Thank you.
We actually did get a couple of...
Oh, good. People were hitting it with their top five?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
So there was a gentleman on Instagram who sent in his top five.
Okay.
And I think he is a younger kid.
Okay.
So...
Like teens, early 20s?
I think teens.
Okay.
And his name is Connor. He said number five, Elite 30 Lex Luger.
You know what? I really do like that Luger. I do. Okay. This is embarrassing. I was a Lex Express mark. I so wanted him to beat Yokozuna for the title at SummerSlam.
And it ended in a disqualification.
Oh, that's one of the worst endings ever to a pay-per-view.
Oh,
seriously.
Hands down.
And yeah. They're still dropping confetti and balloons like he won the belt.
Yeah.
Nobody in the arena knew that or thought that he was actually the champion at the end of that show, yet you're dropping balloons on us on a crap ending to a pay-per-view. Like, that was SummerSlam, dude. That wasn't in your house. That was SummerSlam. And you're trying to dupe... No, that was wrong.
Yeah. Number four, he liked the Elite 27 Billy Gunn, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, that is a good figure. Can I go back to Luger real quick?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do like that Luger, but what I really like about this pick is there's a teenager picking Lex Luger as one of their favorites, and now he's saying that Billy Gunn is... Neither one of those guys would have been in his era.
So I'm kind of thinking his era, if I'm not mistaken, he could be... I think he's probably around 15 to 16.
So his era was probably Cena, like when Cena kicked off.
Right.
But he's picking guys that are like years before.
Dude, this is like when I went to Toys R Us about a month ago, and there was a little kid picking up a Big Boss Man figure, and he was trying to figure out which one he wanted. And he was only picking out Big Boss Mans. He wasn't picking out any other figure.
See, I love that.
I know.
I love to hear that.
And I think that's product of the network.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. So maybe that's why he likes the Luger and the Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
He's gone back and watched some of those.
So this one kind of surprised me, and I actually had to ask him about it. He said number three was the Bret Hart Classic Series 13 from Jax.
Was that the black with the blue down the side? Okay.
Yep. So it kind of surprised me because it's not my favorite Brett.
Uh-huh.
I like what Jax did.
Yeah.
But it wasn't my favorite Brett. So I asked him, I said, how come that Bret Hart? And he goes, it's sentimental because it's my very first wrestling figure.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once he said that, I was like...
You get it.
You get it.
Yep. Yeah. 100%. Did they ever release a gym to match him?
Never did. Right?
They totally pulled an LJN on us with that one.
Yep, they swerved us.
Jerks.
Number two is Elite Finn Balor.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
And number one was Undertaker Defining Moment, Ministry Undertaker.
You mentioned that one too. That's one of the ones that you love.
Yeah.
And we both mentioned Finn Balor last week, so that's a good list.
Yeah, it's a good list. And it kind of surprised me with the ones that he picked, the Lex Luger, the Billy Gunn, and when he said the Brett, as I said, I'm such a huge Bret Hart fan.
Biggest one I know.
Yeah. And out of all the Bretts, that one is kind of below my... You know, my equator.
Oh, well, sure. There have been way better Bretts. But
when he said that it was sentimental to him, made complete sense. And I was like, I cannot argue that.
I love those stories.
I know. I do, too. So thank you for sending that in, Connor. We also got one more today, actually. It was from on Twitter at, I'm not going to try to pronounce it. I'm going to just say LUCENTED. Again, that's at LUCENTED. So he said number five is the Seth Rollins TRU exclusive.
Awesome.
Yeah. Love
Money
that
in
fig-
the Bank figure. Yep.
Love that figure. If I ever saw Seth Rollins doing an autograph.
Yep.
Yep.
100%.
Number four, Zack Ryder Elite 17. That's the one where he came with the
TV title or his internet championship.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome figure.
I love that figure. It would probably be in my top 15.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number three, Razor Defining Moment. I love that Defining
Moment.
Can't
go wrong with that one.
Number two, Austin Defining Moment.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And number one is the Bret Hart WrestleMania 30 Elite. That was the one that was the two-pack with him. I should say two-pack. It was him and Shawn. They were the only two released out of that one. So
great Bret.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep. So thank you for sending those in. I kind of like seeing people's top five.
Yes.
I like how you were able to do it on the fly. That was pretty impressive.
That's hard, man.
Any revisions?
No. Not at all.
None, huh?
None.
You didn't go home and look at the wall and go, oh.
Nope, because all those figures to me are, that's my top five. Got Man, it. I wish everybody that listened would send us a top five.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see the lists.
Yeah.
Really, I and it's not even up for debate. You almost just kind of like, yeah, I could see it. Yeah, yep. I could see it. Just because they're all good, you know?
Are you ready for your secret question of this week?
If the question is, am I going to add Lemon Face Becky to my top five wrestlers or my top five favorite figures, the answer is no.
Oh, well, now it's time to head to the wish list.
So I take it that's not the question.
That's not the question.
Damn it.
Okay, so are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? We need like that music, that very intense music.
Do I have the option to phone a friend? Can I pull the audience?
Can I phone Big Dave? What was your least favorite era of wrestling? Now, here's how I'm going to tie wrestling figures back into it.
Okay.
But what was your favorite figure from that era?
Off the top of my head, I think I have, boom, an immediate answer for you.
Okay.
It would be between... And I think we actually lumped our most unfavorite WrestleManias in with this when we had that discussion a few weeks ago. Now, again, this is off the top of my head. All of the character gimmicks that basically hit us between kind of when this Hasbro Series 6 came in. So I'm talking like 1993 to about 1996 when we had so many stupid last-ditch efforts to create characters like Doink.
Mantar.
Like Mantar. Like Duke the Dumpster Drossy.
The Goon.
The Smoking Guns.
I actually didn't mind the Smoking Guns.
Bad
gimmick, but I didn't mind it.
It gave us Billy Gunn, I guess.
It gave us a little bit of tag team wrestling because they were going with...
And they had the Head Shrinkers.
And they had Men on a Mission.
Yeah, and the Quebecers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there were some decent talent still around, obviously. But that, to me, was where they were really just throwing a bunch of crap against a wall. And thank God The Undertaker stuck. But all the other ones kind of fell off. Like, yeah. I think that, to me, is my least favorite era of wrestling, was that small part between, like, Hogan leaving and them just trying to find another character when you had all those crap. Adam Baum even comes out of that era. And I know, again, Sean loves him, but we all know about Sean's opinions on this show.
You are literally nuclear waste. Yeah.
That guy. Yeah. Throwing Nerf at the crowd. So to answer your second part of that question, I'm going to say my favorite figures from that era, the Hasbro Smoking Guns.
Dude, you just stole my...
No way.
I kid you not.
100%?
100%.
A and B?
A and B.
Ha, that's awesome.
95 was the worst era of wrestling.
Okay.
It tested your patience.
It really did.
Because of how bad everything was. And I'm not talking about WWE. WCW was terrible, and they had...
I didn't even touch on WCW, dude. They were in rough shape.
At that time, they had Hogan and Savage.
Yes, they did.
But they also had
the Dungeon of Doom.
They also had the Yeti come out and hump Hogan.
A member of the Dungeon of Doom.
Yeah. So, I can't agree more with you. That era was like, what are we watching?
Yeah, I was not. And you know what's bad is kids that, you know, when you and I started watching wrestling, it was 85, 86, somewhere in there. We had Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
We had Ricky Steamboat. We had Junkyard Dog. Yes, we had characters, but they had some substance behind them, and we could really latch onto that, and we never let go. Kids that started WWE or WWF back then with the Smoking Guns and Doink the Clown and Adam Bomb and Duke the Dumpster Drossy and Van Hammer and that crap show.
Yeah.
Dude, thank goodness the NWO came around and saved all of that stuff that was happening and continued to build, and wrestling got huge again. But man, it was in such a downward spiral.
Man Mountain Rock.
Yeah, thanks for bringing him back. Just, I would feel bad for a fan having to, like, that is their era, and they never came back to wrestling.
Yeah.
Even with the rise of the NWO that really put wrestling back on the map. Man, if they left because of that...
We understand.
I get it, man. Yeah. I get it. Even with those Smoking Gun Hasbro figures, it didn't make it better.
Dude, that's so funny that you said the Smoking Gun Hasbro figures, because that... is the figures that, when I think back to that era, Head Shrinkers were okay.
Yes.
And Hasbro, we haven't touched on them yet in our nostalgia part.
Spoiler alert.
But the Smoking Guns, I just love those little figures.
I did too. And I didn't like the Smoking Guns. I even mentioned them in my laundry list of gimmicks that I hated, but I liked the figures.
And I... Actually, you know, technically I could say the Brett with the silver glasses, because that's in my top five favorite figures of all time. But I'm talking about gimmicks from that era.
Yeah.
I should have directed that question more towards gimmicks.
Yeah, no, I got it. I knew what you meant.
As far as gimmicks, those Smoking Gun figures were, you know, really good.
Like I said, Hasbro did such a good job of taking these characters of these men and just shrinking them down into 4-inch plastic.
Yeah.
And as soon as you saw it on the peg, you wouldn't even need to see the card to know who it was. They nailed that figure every single time.
Yep. Yeah. That was your secret question for this week.
Good question.
Thank you.
Good question. I like these favorites and least favorites and memories and...
Well, it's funny because, like, I'm sitting there and I'll have a question for you all ready to go, but what stumps me is, how do I tie wrestling figures back?
Got to tie the wrestling figures into it.
This is a wrestling figure podcast. I'm tying wrestling figures back into it.
Yeah, not a booking show.
Exactly. Although the first question was kind of... We kind of hit the red a little bit on booking.
A little bit.
A little bit, but we brought it back down.
We brought it back down to our podcast.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, that's Scott's secret question for this week. I think it's time to go into our wish list.
Let's wish.
So this is the wish list. For all you news listeners, this is the wish list. This is figures that we hope to see, figures we wish to see, figures that we hope maybe one day will kind of pop up on our shelves, not from Playtex, but from WWE, or I should say Mattel, or Figures Toy Company. Scott, I will go first this week.
Yes, sir.
So I know I kind of did this last week, and it's going to be another 4-pack, but this 4-pack... I would love, since we now know there's a Magnum TA figure coming up.
Yep.
I would love a War Games 4-pack.
Oh, dude.
Dusty, Magnum, and the Road Warriors.
I like where you went with that.
Thank you. I don't want to sound repetitive, but I kind of thought of this last week, and if you heard on the podcast, I kind of went, oh, no, I'm saving that for next week.
Good call.
And then I forgot it. And then luckily Sunday, it all of a sudden came back to me. we were uploading the podcast, and I was watching NWA, and here comes Magnum. I'm like, oh, there it is, and I had to put it in my phone so I didn't forget.
Don't forget. Yep. You know, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because the network just announced that they're going to be doing a special on the War Games.
Ooh.
So that kind of ties it. They literally just announced that, like, last week.
Now, is it the War Games DVD that came out a couple years ago?
No, I don't think so. They're just going to be spotlighting all the War Games that have happened.
Oh.
So it's funny that you mentioned that a War Games 4-pack would be sweet.
Yeah.
You could even do a 5-pack and throw Nikita in there.
That's the thing, is they don't do 5-packs.
That's true.
But here's another thing, though, is that these 4-packs are not moving over at Target.
Well, we don't know if the Hina family is moving, because we can't find it. So for all we know is they've basically shortened the production run, and as soon as they're hitting shelves, they're disappearing, which would be great.
Yeah.
But we don't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Still find those horsemen.
Yeah, we can find the $12.50 on the Cartwheel app.
Right now still?
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I don't know if it's still going on.
I need to go buy something, like, right now.
That's what I did, dude. Once I saw it was $12.50.
I had to get it.
I had to.
Yeah.
Scott, your wish list for this week.
So, with the wish list, I'm going to throw a little wrench or a curveball into the wish list. This isn't a figure that I hope to see or that I wish to see. It's a figure that I wish they had made back in the day.
I like where you're going with this, but...
And I'm tying it into the Hasbros that we've been discussing.
Okay.
I really wish that Hasbro would have put out a Diesel figure. Oh. Why did Hasbro not release a Diesel figure?
Well, when did Hasbro's go out of production?
The Hasbro stopped... Okay, so I'm going to have to double check, but it was late 94, early 95 or mid 95, the Hasbro stopped production. And I want to say it was 95. I'm almost positive it was 95 because the Jax came into production in 96.
So Diesel showed up in 93 at WrestleMania 10.
Yes. And they went a good 2 years after that.
Yeah.
And did not make a Diesel figure. So we had the Bendy after the fact, and you and Sean both crapped all over my Bendys. But I'll tell you, I went back to the Hasbros after that Bendy line came out, and Diesel went into the Hasbro ring and was able to be the Diesel figure that Hasbro never gave me. We griped about the LJN so often for not giving us Smash and Barbarian. Now I'm going to gripe at Hasbro for never giving it. He was the heavyweight champion with no action figure on the pegs.
That is a good call.
Completely unacceptable. And I know that I will never get a Diesel Hasbro unless I have that Customs make one for us.
Yeah.
But I wish that back in the day, in 1994, they had made a Diesel figure.
And Mattel did make a Diesel figure.
Oh, yeah. There have been Diesels. Yeah, Jax did a classic Diesel, which, and they were all awesome.
Yeah.
All the Diesels are great.
But you wanted it in Hasbro form.
I wanted a Hasbro Diesel. And they never made one.
That is actually a really good... That's actually a good wish list.
So that kind of... That puts a different lane in there for us on our wish list. That it's maybe not one that you want to see in the future, but it's one that you wish you would have had back in the day.
Oh. Dude, I think we nailed it on wish list this week, dude.
Did good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, because it's tough coming up with new figures to...
Yeah, because the long and short of it is they've made a lot of our favorite guys. There's very few guys that you can put on a list that they haven't made yet.
Yeah, especially when Jax did the classics.
Right, they covered so many.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, I wish for a Brett in all pink. Oh my God, there's a Brett in all pink. You know?
Yeah, he's coming out two series later. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's tough to come up with new wish lists, but I think now that we have this new avenue.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. I'm still not going to wish for a Dino Bravo, though, touching back on last week or the week before. Still not wishing for a Dino.
You don't want that Dino. Huh?
Don't want that Dino. No, sir.
Oh, we are going to be doing the phone call with Chris here shortly, so please send over any questions regarding the product line that FTC is doing. I was actually thinking about this. Should the listeners also ask about DC lines?
Oh, sure. I mean, we know that Chris also has creative over the Kiss line.
Yep.
So if you're a Kiss fan and you have and you have questions about the Kiss figures, Chris, I'm sure, would be able to answer those. But yeah, I'm sure the DC figures, throw us the questions, man. If you want to know, throw at us.
And we'll try to keep this mainly wrestling figures. But I mean, if you guys do have something regarding the Kiss line, or do I have to buy you the Kiss figures?
That's entirely up to you. I don't run your life. I don't tell you what to do.
Do you want to go into that story to end the show?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because Shannon has been hounding me. When are you going to tell the Kiss story? You have to tell the Kiss story. Should we go into that, end the podcast on that?
Yeah, let's end this on a funny story.
Okay, so the talk about wrestling figures is now officially done. So here we go into one of my scars in my life. It's wrecked me, and therapists have not been able to fix it, but here's your story. I love Kiss. They are my favorite band. Ever since I was like one and a half, our older half brothers got me into Kiss, and the Benefactors bought me all of the albums, stickers, little temporary tattoos. They got me all that stuff. And in 78, I believe it was 78, Mego came out with the Kiss action figures. And they were the big 12-inch. If you know Migos back in the day, everything they did was like the big 12-inch scale or the 8-inch scale. And they came out with 12-inch scale Kiss figures. And I got them I still remember walking downstairs, because mom, or the female benefactor. One half of the benefactors had lined up the Kiss figures along the couch and had all of their solo albums behind the figures. And I remember going downstairs and seeing this. And still to this day, it's one of my best memories on Christmas, was walking down and seeing all the Kiss albums and figures there. It was awesome. You're getting where I'm going with this. I loved Kiss, and I loved those action figures, because I've always been a fan of action figures, and now having Kiss, like, it was the best thing ever. And I played with them religiously, and I was like, what?
I was two Two or three.
So I had had them for a couple years. So I was probably seven, something like that. Seven, maybe eight. Could have been younger.
Yeah.
You might have been younger than that. But anyway, I had these kiss figures. I loved them. So I left them downstairs one time. And I'm downstairs watching TV. And Jeff is up in the other room. And I hear a banging, like something banging on a table. Specifically, like plastic banging on a side or end table. And I go up to see what the commotion is because it's not stopping. And I walk up to see Jeff holding my Peter Chris figure by his leg, banging him on the end table repeatedly, which I get because nobody likes Peter Chris. And I look on the floor, and there in like seven or eight pieces is my Paul Stanley Mego doll that Jeff has completely destroyed. He's holding Peter Chris now by his broken leg that's dangling. The rest of the figure's intact, but the leg is detached at the knee, and Jeff is like still banging because now it's like a whip on the table. And luckily, Gene and Ace were laying there unharmed, but they were on his victim list. They were next. I ran up to him. I snatched the Peter Chris doll. Now, I think I'm in tears at this point, screaming like, "Mom and Dad, he broke my Kiss figures. He got... And I'm like on the floor picking up Paul Stanley, and I'm like starting to get up to walk into the kitchen to go get Mom so she can see the horror that's unfolded. Jeff picks up this heavy plastic toy train that he has, comes up behind me and clocks me in the head with it so I can't go tell on him. So at a very young age, Jeff was a little hitman trying to knock people off so they don't squelch on him. And to this day, I still have Peter Chris with the broken leg, Gene and Ace in perfect condition, but no Paul Stanley. R.I.P. Paul Stanley doll.
That toy train was my steel chair at the time, dude.
It was, and you laid me out with it. That was a heavy little train, dude. It was one of those heavy weighted ones that you rolled on the floor, and it played a little album behind it, a little plastic album.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, man. You know, the only thing I remember about that day was that it was a sunny day.
I don't even remember.
That's the only thing I remember. I don't remember breaking these figures.
You might remember it was a sunny day because you did it and the lights were on in the room.
Maybe?
Yeah. Scene still plays through my head, running up and seeing Paul Stanley in like seven or eight parts on the floor and you holding Peter Chris by his broken leg, and now it's become like a whip on the counter. Oh, man. Or on the table. Ugh.
Thank God for that summer of 91 where we became best friends.
Yeah. We reconciled later, but that took a while.
Do you remember when we went to that Kiss mini golf?
Yeah.
And they had the figures
there.
They had
them.
You could not leave that case.
No.
You were just staring at the case going, "Dude, this is where they are. This is what you owe me. Look it.
I might have had a couple of beers.
And you said that when I got my first job, I had to buy these things again for you. And I think they were like $400 a figure? $500?
If you buy them packaged, I think they push like $2,000 for a mint set.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even better.
That gets you all four. But those are carded like mint condition. Mine were obviously played with and paint chips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where the Gene Simmons is?
Yeah, all of them in my garage.
Oh, they're all in the...
Yes, they're all in the garage, boxed away so that you can't get them. They're hidden. They're hiding from Jeff.
So, banging of Kiss figures, chewing on fingers of Junkyard Dogs and Elizabeths and...
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep.
Boy, what happened to me when I was younger?
I don't know, but thank God you stopped destroying things by the time the Hasbros came out. Otherwise, our collection would be crap.
Oh, man, I think that's a good way to end the show.
So thank goodness Figures Toy Company is releasing figures now of Kiss.
You know Chris will never talk to me because Chris is actually a Kiss fan.
I know.
Chris will never speak to me again. Like, if we go to Orlando next year, he's going to be like, "We're Scott."
He's Team Scott now.
Yeah, he's Team Scott. He's like, "I refuse to speak to Jeff."
You're the guy that destroyed the Kiss figures, right?
I remember that story of you destroying the Kiss figures. And I actually like Kiss now. I've seen, what, two, three of their concerts
now?
Yeah, I actually like Kiss. I don't 2-year-old, 3-year-old Jeff does not remember this. All I remember is it was a sunny day or the lights were on, one of the two.
And you were destroying toys.
Scott, with all that said,
happy toy hunting.
Happy toy hunting. Adios.